everyone. This is Leslyn King. I'm president of the board of directors at the Lipedema Project. Welcome to Living Well with Lipedema. Today I have an excerpt from a presentation by Bill Rapici at our Heart to Heart virtual event that was held on March 31, April 1, and 2 in 2023. Bill Rapici is president and CEO of Lymphatic Education and Research Network, or LERN. He talks here about the emotional impacts of lymphatic diseases and the power of self-advocacy.
What interested me when it came to this field, I knew nothing about lymphedema or lipedema, but what I found curious is, how is it possible that you could possibly have a disease that affects tens of millions of people in this country and hundreds of millions around the world, and nobody's ever heard of it, including the patients themselves, the doctors, et cetera? This to me was the ultimate mystery to unravel that ended up bringing me to the table. One of the things I appreciate so much about you, Leslyn, and everybody at Lipedema Simplified and the project is that you've created a movement. And I loved what you had said regarding SAGE and the stage. What I love about what you do is you really address the psychological and emotional health of those with lymphatic diseases. And I love the fact that you brought up the go-go boots. We recently had a number of patients speak at an event. And I remember something Kathy Bates had said as well about her mother. And that is one of the things that affects people the most is this whole idea that you can't wear clothes. You can't look fashionable. And yet at the same time, every time I've heard that, there's been a sense of, but of course, that's, I shouldn't say anything about that. I don't have a right to say anything about that, that I should be thinking about bigger issues. And in my sense is, no, that's a good issue. That's important. Being able to look fashionable, feel good about yourself, going to public, et cetera. I think we've been taught not to pay as much attention to things that emotionally really impact us as they really do. And I love the fact that you bring those issues to the table for people to really address and put center stage where they really belong. I wanted to say, last year there was an article in the New York Times called Treating Chronic Pain Takes a Team. I Had to Build My Own by Carrie Cobham. She doesn't have lymphatic disease, particularly herself, but I think everything she says will resonate with anyone who does. And this is some of what she had to say. The thing about chronic illness, whether you're living through pain or other debilitating symptoms, is this business of appearing normal, of portioning out limited energy on days when walking across the room without losing your breath isn't possible. Living with chronic illness is a grief journey too, cycling through both accepting and mourning the reality of my limitations. Some days I'm productive, confident, and driven. Other days, raging against those limits, against genetics, stagnant, aching, and sad. I have spent a decade trying to connect the dots between the conditions and finding specialists that actively listen, take my pain seriously, anticipate and treat the symptoms. Navigating the healthcare system can be Byzantine and difficult for anyone, from complicated coverage to access to care. You have to be proactive, prepared, and assertive just to be heard. Navigating the economics, gender bias, and racism in healthcare has forced me to actively assemble my care and hone self-advocacy, like an armor, just to stay alive. I became my own advocate. Okay, pretty powerful stuff. There are many reasons why lymphatic diseases have been successfully kept in the shadows. However, we might find some of these insights as well from another woman, Eleanor Clegborn, who wrote the book, Unwell Women, Misdiagnosis and the Myth in a Man-Made World. She makes the case for a history of Western medicine's mistreatment of women, whereby a woman's pain was often attributed to hysteria. And throughout the book, there are examples of women at the mercy of doctors who underplayed their suffering or simply failed to address their own lack of knowledge. In the Western world, women are the largest group affected by lymphedema and lipedema. There we have it. For the last 11 years, I have been hearing all the stories from you, and my role has been to bring those stories to the highest levels of government, but I'm only the messenger. You are the message, and you're the ones that are creating change because you are resisting the societal pressures that are trying to keep you silent. How many times have I heard, especially women who have had cancer, go to their doctors, and then they call us up and say, his response was, well, yes, you have lymphedema now. I cured your cancer. This won't kill you. Find a therapist. Don't complain. Wow. pretty powerful advice. But I find very often when it comes to people in positions of power, if they feel the role is to do something for you and they can't, they have two choices. Either I'm not so powerful and I'm not God, or maybe what you have isn't all that important. And so very often what they do is they try and tell you, I choose the latter. What you have really isn't all that important. So you're constantly fighting against that. And that's what all of you people are actually doing. And I'm just so proud that you let me be part of this movement. With an estimated 10 million Americans with lymphedema, another 17 million with lipedema, tens of thousands with lymphatic anomalies, this battle is ours to win, given the numbers that we have, if we raise our voices and make clear our demands.
Thank you, Bill. That was such a powerful talk you gave at our Heart to Heart event, and such hopeful information that you gave as well. Thank you for that. And thank you also to you, all of our listeners. If you haven't already subscribed to our daily flash briefings of tools, tips, and research about lipedema, you can subscribe at Apple, Spotify, Amazon Alexa, or here at this website, lipedema-simplified.org/flash, where you'll find an archive of all of our flash briefings. You can now also follow Living Well with Lipedema on Amazon Music and get new episodes when they become available. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us again next time for another Living Well with Lipedema Flash Briefing.